South Korea's Justice Ministry on Wednesday announced that it had rejected the refugee claims of over 480 Yemeni asylum seekers. In June, two demonstrations took place in Seoul. One rally opposed allowing Yemeni asylum seekers, while the other called for greater understanding of the plight of the refugees.
I wonder how a country can protect its own citizens' human rights if it discriminates against refugees and cannot protect them. If a country treats refugees well, I believe its government also cares about the human rights of its own people.
339 of the Yemeni refugee applicants were granted temporary humanitarian stay permits, subject to periodic review, which allows them to remain in the country. The others will have to appeal to legally remain. Activists suggest Seoul could do better.
The South Korean government should introduce a more sophisticated and specialized reviewing process so that the current refugee acceptance rate, which is dramatically low, could be increased somewhat. And for those who are granted refugee status to settle into society, government aid is still not enough.
Yemen is currently suffering from the most serious humanitarian crisis in the world, under relentless Saudi airstrikes and a tight blockade imposed by Riyadh and its allies. Epidemics and famine are other major challenges facing the war-weary nation. South Korea allows only about 2% of refugee applicants, which is among the lowest of developed nations. Some South Koreans suggest that the Yemen refugee problem is one in which they bear no relation, no responsibility. But South Korea purchases 30% of its oil from Saudi Arabia, and it's that oil revenue which some argue helps Riyadh fuel Yemen's ongoing civil war. Critics of the Seoul government also point out that South Koreans were in the past recipients of international aid. Frank Smith, Press TV, Seoul.